All right, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline straight off. Have a conversation. Honored to welcome to the program the Lieutenant Governor of the Golden State of California, Gavin Newsom, joining us. Mr. Newsom, welcome to America's Radio News.
I like to hear the Golden State as opposed to that deficit-ridden state, so thank you for the introduction.
We're both transplants from California, so we both have our hearts there in some way.
Yep. San Diego's my hometown, sir. And before we get to your new book that you're going to talk to us about, Citizenville, I want to talk to you about something that's very much in the news right now, a very highly publicized trip from a competing state of Texas as Governor Rick Perry from that state showing up in California trying to woo businesses away to his no-tax state, and your state just voting to raise taxes pretty high on upper-income folks. Is it your contention that perhaps California is overreaching, sir, that it's pulling in the welcome mat, if you will, for entrepreneurs?
Well, it's hardly the first time the governor's been out to California. He was just in San Diego a few weeks back, and I've noted in the last 2 years at least three or four other trips. And folks aren't aware of this, but I want to just give hats off to the efforts from Texas. They have two Chamber of Commerce offices in the state of California. Utah does the same thing, the state of Virginia. They're casing our joint 24/7. They're out here on what they call hunting trips, hunting for jobs in California. So I don't take it lightly, and I don't dismiss it. We saw right after Prop 30 that tax increase that you're referring to passed. Arizona came out with a welcome mat. They did a marketing campaign in our state. So we recognize the competitive nature of the world we're living in, and we've got to start leaning in and being much more aggressive than we have in the past. But one thing we've done is we finally addressed the issue of solvency in a state where over 10 years, Democratic and Republican administrations have been unable to balance the operating budget. We are now on track for modest surpluses in California.
All right. Well, we all know it's a beautiful state with a lot of problems that we hope get resolved for sure, because it'll help the rest of the nation for sure. Now, you've got this new book out called Citizenville. About your career, about ordinary citizens using digital tools, and also about your views on gay marriage. And of course, we know that that's been something you've worked very hard for your career. The president possibly may mention something to that effect tonight in the State of the Union. Do you think that the time has come for it to be more widely viewed as the norm in this nation?
Well, I certainly do on the issue of marriage equality, and you're seeing not just Democrats now, but Republicans, young and old, that are starting to acknowledge and starting to embrace the notion of freedom and individual choice, the notion of keeping government out of your private life as a principle that transcends ideology. And just recently, you may have seen David Cameron in England supporting marriage equality. You've seen Canada, South Africa, Norway, and Spain, even Mexico City, that embrace the same. And marriage as an institution hasn't collapsed in those countries, nor has it collapsed in the state of Massachusetts and other states that have legalized same-sex marriage. So it's a core principle of mine that we're all in this together, and we can't run the 90-yard dash on people's civil rights. We've got to fully embrace people's rights to live their lives out loud. That said, you know, just briefly, I come from the business background. I come from the private sector. I have about 17 businesses I've started in California. I have about 1,000 employees, and I say that not to impress you, but to impress upon you, when I got into government life, a local government, eventually being mayor of San Francisco, now lieutenant governor, I'm as frustrated as a lot of other people about the lack of humanity as it relates to government services, the lack of citizen engagement, the lack of connectivity, the lack of a two-way conversation in terms of the life of our city and our state and our nation. And so Citizenville, my book, really lays out a prescription to use the tools of technology that we're using day in and day out in our lives in a way that could dramatically reform government in a more spirited and an enlivened way.
Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, our guest right now of the state of California. And Lieutenant Governor, address the folks who have concerns about government overreach. Government borrowing the institution of marriage from religion. And a lot of folks saying, you know what, in the United States, it is beyond the purview of government to redefine any religious term. Address their concerns.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about civil marriage. We're talking about that marriage you have down at City Hall, the marriage between two loving individuals, same marriages that I've proud to have participated in with a beautiful wife and two kids and a third on the way. And, you know, I look, from my perspective, this issue is beginning to now evolve in a trajectory. Candidly, in 2004, I could never have imagined. You know, what I did in 2004 was sort of picked up on what was going to happen in Massachusetts. And we tried to put a human face on the issue. You can deal with the issue of discrimination in all its forms, but not abstractly, in a way that can bring it home to people, that can make the case that this is about our mothers, our fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, sons, and daughters. And I think that had some impact, and certainly had a negative impact, because there was a lot of pushback after 2004 with constitutional amendments to ban it in many states. But we're starting to see the contours of an evolution here that is moving much faster than the issue of interracial marriage moved, which took, frankly, between 1949 and 1967 ultimately to address.
Now, you talk about, you know, the use of digital tools in dissolving political gridlock, transforming our democracy. We know that the president got a lot of praise in his campaign for his use of social media, and the other campaign sort of was a step behind in that regard. But a lot of times we talk about technology and we think that it sort of separates us. It sort of like keeps our heads to our computers and our smartphones and not looking at each other and talking to people anymore. Do you think there's a way to actually use digital media and new technology to actually bring people together?
Yeah, and that's the whole foundational principle of what I'm trying to convey in Citizenville, is this notion of self-organizing communities, folks that are coming together across every conceivable difference and background that are forming to be engaged and to solve problems. You're seeing it in this peer-to-peer movement where people are using their smartphones, this generation of what we call digital natives versus my generation of digital immigrants that are sort of learning the language of technology. This idea of solving problems in public schools, going to Donors Choose, or jump-starting through nonprofit support, through Kiva.org or Kickstarter, these other efforts where people are starting to find that they have the solutions to problems in their own hands, but they're less and less engaged with government. And that's my fear, is that we've got a growing digital divide between the private sector and the ubiquity of these devices and the public sector government that still has old top-down bureaucratic hierarchical IT cartels that are still running systems that are 10, 15, in California, as much as 30 years old.
Lieutenant Governor, I got about 20 seconds left. I know the initiative just went into place for just to bring things full circle for taxes increases. Are they going to go back down? Was there a sunset provision on those tax increases?
Yeah, there was sunset provision, but what we need to do, not dissimilar to the United States, is we need to dramatically reform our tax code, because it's not just income tax, property tax, corporate taxes, sales taxes among the highest in the nation. So no one's jumping up and down enthusiastic about California's tax rates. But what we have addressed, two-thirds of the substantive cuts we've made and one-third with these taxes, put us on fiscal trajectory where we're going to start bringing down that wall of debt that's gotten so much attention in California.
All right.
Stabilize things. We're going to turn the economy around.
Name of the book is Citizenville. The author is Lieutenant Governor of California, Gavin Newsom. Sir, we appreciate your time here on America's Radio News.